is Seattle's Morning News. This is Dave Ross. Let's go to the director of the UW Virology Lab, Dr. Keith Jerome, and let's get the update on COVID. But first, tell me about the Mu variant, and where's that? How bad is it? Is it coming here?
Well, I think we don't really know what Mu is going to do right now. It is, yes, yet another variant. Seems to have certain things we would be concerned about. Seems to kind of focus on the ability to evade immunity, which is a little different from Delta, which seems to mostly work by being more infectious. So we're going to watch it. It may or may not outcompete Delta. Delta has really just beaten all the other variants. So we sort of need to spend the time and see what happens. I'll say this, that we certainly have seen it here. We have found cases in Washington. Yeah. But they're very rare right now, and we don't have any evidence that they're growing in frequency yet. But again, we'll have to wait and see.
So is everything Delta now?
Nearly, 99%+. Wow. Almost everything's Delta.
I mean, I saw stats that hospitalizations, and this is nationwide, have doubled from a year ago. Did you think we'd still be in it now?
I sure hoped not. We'd love to get this behind us, just like everybody else. But I've certainly spent a long time studying viruses, and they're tricky, and they do things we don't expect, and we've seen that here, and unfortunately, we've seen it for the worse.
I've certainly heard from listeners, in a commentary, I expressed some sympathy for people, you know, who genuinely are worried about the vaccine and didn't get it and got infected, and I said we should, you know, show some understanding. People said, no, we're done with this. The unvaccinated are dangerous. They carry a larger virus load. They could infect kids 12 and under who aren't vaccinated. Where do you come down on this? How strict should we be with people who don't get the vaccine?
Well, as physicians, we are always going to treat the sick people in front of us. I mean, that's just the reality of the oath that we took, and that's what's going to happen. I think on a societal level, once you get outside the realm of medicine, then I think as a society, we can decide how much risk we're going to let individuals take and how much risk we will let them take when those paying the risk are others in society. And that's partially what we're seeing here. So you're seeing more and more vaccine mandates. At least we won't make you take the vaccine, but if you want to work here or go to school here or participate in this or this activity, you have to have been vaccinated. And I suspect you're going to see more and more of that as this wears on and people want to get back to their lives.
It's been pointed out to me that even people who are vaccinated can get reinfected with COVID and have will carry a viral load and can pass on that load in a similar amount to people who are unvaccinated. Is that true?
Yeah, I mean, in a nuanced way, that's true. So certainly we know that the vaccines are better at preventing illness and hospitalization from Delta than they are preventing any infection with Delta. So we're definitely seeing more and more cases of people who have been vaccinated have a positive Delta test.
Yeah.
It definitely does reduce how infectious you are. I think that's pretty clear that it seems to reduce the amount of virus that you have if you do get infected and how long you're infectious. But that's not complete. So, yeah, people can certainly pass the virus on even if they've been vaccinated.
So then if we're going to have this large cohort then of unvaccinated people where the virus is incubating and presumably morphing into the next variant, and at the same time we have no approved vaccine for children under 12, I mean, this has got to be terrifying to parents, the idea that there might be that their kid couldn't be infected by, well, I guess both vaccinated and unvaccinated people. So what do you do if you're a parent?
Well, certainly the pediatric vaccine trials are moving forward. There should be data from the Pfizer trials later this month. We were originally hoping there'd be an approval, hopefully by the time school started. Clearly, that didn't happen. FDA requested more people in the trials and longer follow-up, really to be sure they're safe. Even with Delta, it's still true that kids generally do better with the infection than adults, although we're seeing more and more kids in the hospital now. We do need to be sure that it's safe. Kids are different than adults. They have different potential side effects and their immune systems are different. So we do need to figure this out and make sure that the risk-benefit is correct, that the kids benefit more from the vaccine than they might from any potential problems with the vaccine. And I think that's going to be the case, but we don't want to be wrong on things like that. And FDA is very, very risk averse in terms of they really don't want to have an approved product hurt anyone.
Well, of course not. Of course not. So kids would be smart to continue wearing N95 masks?
All the things we've been saying to do, the distancing, the masks, the washing hands, minimizing exposure to large groups as much as possible, although clearly kids need to be in school. These are tough decisions, Dave. We all know how much having kids out of school has hurt education and development for so many. So these are tough things, but all those actions to try to reduce the number of cases need to continue.
All right. The head of the UW Virology Lab, Dr. Keith Jerome. Keith, thanks very much.
Take care, Dave. Bye.
It's 5:50.